Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we're diving into a topic that's been driving creators absolutely bonkers: why your proof of human thumbnails might be failing. Oh, I can't wait to get into this. It sounds like there's a lot of pressure on creators right now, especially with the digital art market set to explode. Exactly. It's projected to hit $6.69 billion by 2026 and grow to $13.26 billion by 2031. But despite all that money flowing in, many videos are tanking. That's wild. So what's going wrong? Well, viewers are getting fed up with what we call AI slop. A lot of channels are using pure AI images that lack a human touch. I see it all the time. People come to me with these dead channels, and the main issue? They're relying too heavily on AI-generated visuals. That makes sense. So what actually makes a proof of human thumbnail work? Great question. Proof of human thumbnails are designs that clearly show a real person had a hand in creating them. They have these unique imperfections in character that AI simply can't replicate. It's all about texture and authenticity. Got it. So the algorithm's picking up on this too? Platforms like YouTube are actively penalizing thumbnails that look too perfect. They've implemented updates that specifically target what they call AI purity scores. If your thumbnail scores too high on the perfection scale, it gets flagged. Wow, that's a whole new level of scrutiny. So how can beginners get it right? If you're a casual user, it can be frustrating, especially since about 40% of folks struggle with this. Many abandon thumbnail creation tools because their hand-drawn attempts feel amateurish. Yeah, I can see how that would be disheartening. The good news is, there's a simple fix. You don't have to be a professional artist to create something engaging. A hybrid workflow works best. Start with an AI mockup and then add those human touches. This can take about 30 minutes and can yield a 2x click-through rate compared to spending 2 hours on a completely manual design. That sounds way more manageable. But what about the pros? Right, professionals face a different challenge: scaling that authentic human touch across many campaigns. They're seeing about a 55% rejection rate from clients if their thumbnails lack what I call soul. Yikes. So how do they handle that? They need to build a system. For instance, look at the Kenza Lely case study for the Hyundai Kona campaign. They started with a soulless AI thumbnail and risked a 15% drop in engagement. But then they overlaid hand-drawn sketches, and the results were fantastic. 20x ROI and a 35% uplift in click-through rates. That's impressive, so mixing tools seems to be the key. Alex, exactly. Combining tools like Figma with AI can be a game-changer. Figma is great for layout and team collaboration. Designers can generate assets, drop them into Figma, and have human artists add specific imperfections. It sounds like you're creating a library of textures and elements to really personalize your thumbnails. You got it. By having a library of hand-drawn assets, you can quickly enhance your designs, lowering that purity score while maintaining a high visual quality. So, what's the current trend when it comes to these human-made visuals? The trend is shifting towards embracing imperfections. Things like visible brush strokes and slight color bleeding. In fact, a recent report predicted that 65% of top thumbnails will feature these sincere imperfections by the end of 2026. That's fascinating. It sounds like viewers are craving something real and human. Definitely. In my experience, designers are using AI for initial concepts, but usually come back to human visuals for that authentic finish. Skipping that step can lead to your content getting buried. It's amazing how much of a difference that personal touch can make. Exactly. And here's a real-world example. Tiny Coast. Digital. Agency reported a staggering 28% bounce rate from sterile AI thumbnails. Once they switched to tactile human-crafted elements, they saw a 41% rise in engagement. That's such a significant improvement. It really is. The takeaway is to put in that extra effort. Generate your image, get it into a tool where you can add personal touches and make it yours. So, in summary, If creators want to avoid the pitfalls of AI thumbnails, they need to embrace the human element, right? Absolutely. It's all about proving to viewers and the algorithm that there's a real person behind the content. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We appreciate you listening, and remember to keep tweaking those designs. We'll catch you in the next one.